My name is Giovanni Gasperoni. I'm with Novus International, and my title is Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales.
Perfect. All right. Let's talk a little bit. Of course, you are celebrating the 25th anniversary of Aliment and the 50th anniversary of Santoquin. Tell us a little bit about that, I guess, how you came up with those products. In fact, you were the originator of at least the Aliment. Is that right?
I was part of the launch of the Aliment business in Europe. Well, there was a launch in the whole world in 1984, indeed. And we started as a small product, but very innovative. And the innovation was it was the first liquid feed additive in the world. And this is how we changed the world. And all the feed additives in servicing our customers and going directly with the Aliment, a liquid methane, and that's why we came up with Aliment. And that was the beginning of Aliment. The Santoquin was much older than that, the 50th anniversary. Actually, it was the first feed additive approved by the FDA and still is the best feed antioxidants available in the world.
Well, and you talked about it changing the world, and you know, obviously, producers are probably very familiar with the product. But maybe for the lay people out there who aren't as familiar, what does it do, and how does it help?
Well, let's start with the Santoquin first. More so today than ever, we need to protect the quality of our ingredient, especially ingredient intended due to transportation of harsh weather condition to oxidized. So Santoquin play a major role in avoid the oxidation or prevent the oxidation, so whereby protecting the ingredients, especially the one with fat, and preserve the quality and wholesomeness of the raw material. And so if you need to think of the trade of raw material around the world and how that is impacting the quality of the final produce. So that is the role of a feed quality product like Santoquin. And as far as Aliment is concerned, the way we change the world of technology, as I said, is going to a liquid. Before it was just powder. This is an amino acid. Actually, it's an hydroxy acid. Allow me. I'm coming from a technical background. For the people who knows what that it is, it's an organic acid that has also a function of an amino acid like methionine that is a fundamental building block for protein. And why is mostly utilized in chicken is because chicken have a high need of sulfur amino acid, methionine being one of those for the feather. If we had naked chicken, we would need less methionine, but that is not the case. So that's why the big methionine driver. And the other part was using this product, we work with our industry, our partners everywhere in the world. Remember that animal agriculture is different in different parts of the world, to educate our customers on the best use of our product and how you can justify those products with a good and tangible ROI, so return on investment for our customers. And that has been the signature of Novus in the past 25 years.
Well, how did you maybe take us back 25 years? How did you come up with this process? You know, what drove you, at that stage?
Well, I couldn't claim any merit for that. There was a bunch of very good scientists in Monsanto at that time, and they were selling already for a prior patent, actually from DuPont, MHA, which was a dry source of Aliment, and they saw that why go to one step further and dry the product and not using in its physical form, natural form, which was a liquid one. And here how Monsanto invested them, they started with a 100 million pound plant, which was actually in at that time twice the size of the methionine market in North America, and they decided to challenge the world. And this is what a group of brave people start going around the world, especially in developed country, because we already need a certain technology, a certain size of the tank, right, to justify the investment. At that time, we were paying for the tank and the whole system. And this is the whole thing started, going directly, giving to the customers an accurate system to dose the product. And that the rest has been history, but it was a bunch of scientists and good marketing people, I might add, much better than I am, that divined that the world would have changed toward the liquid. And that's how they were very bold. And since then, actually, our owner, we established Novus in 91, so we turn 18, and this is another celebration we get, we can drive for European standard. And that is how we continue that tradition with Mitsui Nippon Soda, our current owner, in developing new technology to help and go in parallel with the need of our customers and our customers' customers.
Kind of give us an idea, what kind of difference do you think it's made, especially in the world of animal agriculture out there? The more that we're able to feed, the more product that we get out of the animals that that we're feeding for livestock?
I think twofold. I think if I think at the beginning has been saving in terms of reducing the shrinkage of product. At that time, the use of methane was just in powder in 25 kilo bags. So you can imagine the especially for Western country, the shrinkage that you have in terms of dust and manual handling of all the product and anchors of the dosage. So this being a saving, a tremendous saving for the customer to have a closed system automatically connected with the computer, so you know all the time how much by gram you put in your feed. So that was one. The second one is mixability. So the fact that you have a liquid is much more mixable in the feed mixer. And the third one was a throughput by having a liquid. The throughput of the pellet meal was higher. Am I getting too technical, guys? But that was a kind of the first time. And I still remember by heart. This is what we were talking 25 years ago. I was young at that time. So that's the first phase. The second phase was more to understand and help the need for our customers, what was the need in terms of amino acid requirement, moving from protein diets into amino acid diet, the possibility to reduce the protein but work on total amino acid. And then the second step was moving from total to digestible amino acid. So it was more taking to the nutritional side and advice of our customers. And thirdly and lastly, I think it was a great job of understanding the physiology of the gut. Is by understanding how alimet was converted into methane, the absorption and whatnot, I think we developed as a core competence in Novus the understanding of how the gut works. And now we apply that knowledge not only for the methane, but for all the product that we are using.
And, of course, the difference this has made for the livestock producers out there, obviously able to raise their animals better,
yes.
Putting more food into a world food supply that is increasing in demand every day.
Wonderful point. I think when we talk about the role of a company like Novus in today's world, in the need, right? Today we are in a conference where we are discussing how we feed the 9 billion people we will have in 2015, which always bring back, let's try to feed the 6 that we have today, of which 2.5 that don't have enough food. I think our mission as a company is to support a sustainable industrial animal agriculture, because there is nothing wrong in what we are doing. I was kind of amazed by the gentleman from Uganda asking about the organic food, and there was an agreement from the panel rebuttal or reply. Organic is not for the mass. You're not feeding 6.2 billion people by going organic. And the point that I want to make is just make sure that the people that are claim wants to spend the money for the organic are not the one that are imposing the rule for the rest of the world. And this is fundamental, and a crusade for this. Keep in mind that 0.5% of the total produce in the United States are organic. So we need to be mindful of the fact that the best practice for industrialized agriculture, including animal agriculture, are not organic. And we need to take the best practice that we have here in United States, in Brazil, for that matter, or in Europe to a degree, and bring them to the whole world, because this is how we will support the world. So our role as a Novus is exactly that, to continue to increase this spread of culture. It's not by leapfrog, but it's not by quantum change in technology they will be ready. Is by implementing best practices that we know today and we share around the world. Is by reducing the feed efficiency of the animal that we are producing today that will make the food more available to more people. is by making food accessible and affordable to the people that have $350 a year or $3,000 a year. That is how we move these people up in the food chain. It's not by promoting free-range chicken, organic chicken, and at the same time, in the United States, we need really to call on our conscience and really start to define how important we are for the whole world and how we can straight face, look at the world, and with this trade-off between food and energy. Right. How can we go forward by saying a third of our output in corn will be used to make ethanol? How can we say that to straight face to the world, especially in a world where the water will be a limiting factor for the growth of the animal and the straight inputs?
And of course, you know, as you mentioned with the organics, you know, nothing wrong with organic as long as you don't mind 5 billion people not being able to eat.
To me, the point is we need to respect everybody. If you go back to the Model T at the beginning of the center was you can ask the color of the car that wants along that is black. We don't want to go back to the Model T. We need to be respectful of the people that can afford to spend $3.25 for 6 eggs. I'm telling you the price that I saw yesterday at the supermarket for an organic 6 eggs or 95 cents for 6 eggs. So we need to respect both, but you don't want to force the people that can afford the 95 cents to stay without eggs for a month because they can only afford the $3.25 every other month. So that is only my point.
Giovanni Gasparoni, great information. Anything else you'd like us to know about the 25th anniversary of Alimont and the 50th anniversary of Santaquin?
No, I think I want to use this as a celebration for us to instill the trust of the people in what a company like Novus does, and also for our own employee to be part to understand how important they are in the food chain in the world and how we keep reutilizing the same spirit to develop new product that we launch and we support the agriculture in different parts of the world because the animal agriculture in different parts of the world has different needs.